Good morning. Welcome to Friday, the news in brief. Gunmen in Northern Ireland have killed three British soldiers on patrol in a busy Belfast street. A gang of about five men opened fire with automatic weapons on the army patrol in two vehicles. Israeli authorities have dismissed two more Arab mayors of towns in the occupied West Bank of the Jordan. They are the mayors of Nablus and Karim, whom Israelis regard as central figures in the struggle against the occupation. An Israeli military statement said the two men had been dismissed because of their general incitement, non-recognition of the civil administration, and repeated attempts to disrupt the public order. Reports from Jakarta say the newspaper, The Australian, is to be banned from circulation in Indonesia. Associated Press quotes informed sources as saying the ban has been ordered by the Indonesian Attorney General. The sources say the government had been concerned about what it called anti-Indonesian tones in The Australian's articles. Moves to tighten the income tests for Social Security pensions have been put off indefinitely. Last year, the Minister for Social Security, Senator Cheney, said legislation will be introduced to prevent people deliberately arranging their affairs to be eligible for higher rates of pension. Yesterday, he said introduction of the legislation would depend on whether a satisfactory form could be devised. Australia's purchase of the British aircraft carrier Invincible is to be referred to a joint parliamentary committee. The Senate last night decided to refer the purchase to the Joint Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence. And the Australian Wheat Board has made a cash sale of 1 million tonnes of wheat to China. The wheat will be exported between July and December. This brings total wheat sales to China for 1982 to 2.2 million tonnes. And that was the news in brief. Jeff Howard will be in here at 5.30 to continue the saga. Good morning. It's 5.02, more O than anything else, on 7.02, and probably 2CR, and certainly VLI6, and a few other ones from people who haven't bothered to turn up because they're slack, and we never hear about them, we pay for them anyway. The ABC at this stage does not officially pay for people to be in bed. I have it on very good authority. It's 5:02.
There was movement at the station, for the word had passed around that the colt from old regret had got away and had joined the wild bush horses. He was worth £1,000, so all the cracks had gathered to the fray. All the tried and noted riders from the stations near and far had mustered at the homestead overnight. Bushmen love hard riding where the wild bush horses are, and the stock horse snuffs the battle with delight. There was Harrison, who made his pile when Pardon won the cup, and the old man with his hair as white as snow. But few could ride beside him when his blood was fairly up. He would go wherever horse or man could go. And Clancy of the Overflow came down to lend a hand. No better horseman ever held the reins, for never horse could throw him while the saddle girths would stand, and he learned to ride while droving on the plains. And one was there, a stripling, on a small and weedy beast. He was something like a racehorse undersized, with a touch of time or pony, three parts thoroughbred at least, and such as are by mountain horsemen prized. He was hard and tough and wiry, just the sort that won't say die. There was courage in his quick, impatient tread, and he bore the badge of gameness in his bright and fiery eye, and the proud and lofty carriage of his head. But still so slight and weedy, one would doubt his power to stay, and the old man said, that horse will never do. For a long and tiring gallop, lad, you'd better stop away. Those hills are far too rough for such as you. So he waited sad and wistful, lonely Clancy stood his friend. Oh, I think we ought to let him come, he said. And I warrant he'll be with us when he's wanted at the end, for both his horse and he are mountain bred. He hails from Snowy River, up by Kosciuszko's side, where the hills are twice as steep and twice as rough, where a horse's hooves strike firelight from the flintstones every stride, and the man that holds his own is good enough. And the Snowy River riders on the mountains make their home, where the river
river runs those giant hills between. I have seen full many horsemen since I first commenced to roam, but no way yet such horsemen have I seen. So he went, they found the horses by the big mimosa clump. They raced away towards the mountain's brow. And the old man gave his orders, boys, go at him from the jump. No use to try for fancy riding now. And Clancy, you must wheel them, try and wheel them to the right. And ride boldly, lad, and never fear the spills. For never yet was rider that could keep that mob in sight if once they gained the shelter of those hills. So Clancy rode to wheel them. He was racing on the wing where the best and boldest riders take their place. And he raced his stock horse past them, and he made the rangers ring with his stock whip as he met them face to face. Then they halted for a moment while he swung the dreaded lash, but they saw their well-beloved mountain full in view. And they charged beneath the stock whip with a sharp and sudden dash, and off into the mountain scrub they flew. Then past the horsemen followed where the gorges deep and black resounded to the thunder of their tread. And the stock whips woke the echoes, and they fiercely answered back from cliffs and crags that beetled overhead. And upward, ever upward, the wild horses held their way where Currajong and mountain ash grew wide. And the old man muttered fiercely, we may bid the mob good day. No man could hold them down the other side. When they reached the mountain summit, even Clancy took a pull. It well might make the boldest hold their breath. The wild hop scrub grew thickly, and the hidden ground was full of wombat holes, and any slip was death. But the man from Snowy River let the pony have his head, and he swung his stock whip round and gave a cheer. And he raced him down the mountain like a torrent down its bed, while the others stood and watched in very fear. He sent the flintstones flying, but the pony kept his feet. Oh, he cleared the fallen timber in his stride. And the man from Snowy River never shifted in his seat. It was grand to see that mountain horseman ride. Through the stringy barks and saplings on the rough and broken ground, down the hillside at a racing pace he went. And he never drew the bridle till he landed safe and sound at the bottom of the terrible descent. He was right among the horses as they climbed the farther hill, and the watchers on the mountain standing mute saw him ply the stock whip fiercely. He was right among them still as he raced across the clearing in pursuit. Then they lost him for a moment where two mountain gullies met in the ranges. Oh, but a final glimpse reveals on a dim and distant hillside the wild horses racing yet with the man from Snowy River at their heels. And he ran them single-handed till their sides were white with foam. He followed like a bloodhound on their track till they halted cowed and beaten. Then he turned their heads for home, and alone and unassisted brought them back. But his hardy mountain pony, he could scarcely raise a trot. He was blood from hip to shoulder from the spur. But his pluck was still undaunted and his courage fiery hot, for never yet was mountain horse a cur. And down by Kosciuszko, where the pine-clad ridges raise their torn and rugged battlements on high, where the air is clear as crystal and the white stars fairly blaze at midnight in the cold and frosty sky, and where around the overflow the reed beds sweep and sway to the breezes and the rolling plains are wide. Oh, the man from Snowy River is a household word today, and stockmen tell the story of his ride. And stockmen tell the story of his ride. And stockmen tell the story of his ride. And stockmen tell the story of his ride.
Based on the original German lyric, And that was Slim Dusty. There was movement at the station. How true it is, yes. And that's Slim Dusty. And there's a film of that nature being screened with Kirk Douglas. I didn't know he was Australian, did you? Did you know he was Australian? It's amazing, isn't it? It's 5:10. Anyway, I believe that Slim Dusty will be acting in America as one of the presidents, so it all sort of averages out, doesn't it? And it's 5:10. Here's Kenny Rankin. Wonder if Ron Casey ever plays this one. He'd have to be careful what he says, wouldn't he? Could stand another one more goodbye, one more hello from Kenny Rankin. It's funny about that, isn't it? The novelty wears off just as you put on start the record. I'd be thrilled to think yourself, oh, I've really had this. I don't want to hear it again. I mean, I've heard it so many times before. To hear it again would be just one too many. I think I've reached the stage now where if I hear one more time, it'll be too often. I've probably wrecked the record, so I don't think I'll play it again. So the title, ironically, One More Goodbye, One More Hello, is now No More Goodbyes and No More Hellos. Claire, we covered that. It's 5:14. This is 2BL. It's Friday today, as far as we can establish. The ABC's got sufficient money to pay us today. I get my usual $200 gross. I go and pay my bills. And then have one dinner out a fortnight, providing I go with someone. That's why I get involved with other stations' managements, because they usually pay for it. They think it's because I'm out of a job. Actual fact, because I'm not paid enough. quarter past five. Renee Geyer has still got the problem because wherever she goes, people stare and witness. No, stare and whisper. And why is it witness? Perhaps she should put some clothes on. Stairs and Whispers, Renee Geyer, 90 minutes past five, the fabulous Tubio. And it's Friday today. Hobie's in charge, and Tony's sitting around going... In fact, I had reason to ring Tony yesterday on the phone. I rang him and I heard... I said, I ignored her this time, though. Give me credit, didn't I? I didn't say, had I got you up or anything... How are you, Tony? Little energy crisis. He did answer the phone, yes. Then he eventually decided to pick it up and answer it. A fairly unbeatable combination. It's 19 and a half past five. Weather will be appearing soon. To be sure, to be sure. Here are the Statler Brothers from Something from the Past. Obviously, every record must be from the past.
I keep hearing you're concerned.
You can always find me here and have a nice time.
Got on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
It's good to see you. I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway. brave, my eyes are not accustomed to this life, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Flowers on the Wall, Statler Brothers. That's right, folks. The album called The Best Years of Rock and Roll.
It's 22 past 5, I brief you, Rochester. The Cliff Richard special on the special, I used to put this in on Channel 10 last night.
Where this, once again, I know I keep going about these Victorian people, but this little Victorian person came on to introduce it and was talking about Alvis, A-L-V-I-S. I thought, oh dear, I hope Hobie was watching, and Hobie, of course, was watching. We're the only two in Australia who have noticed this weird thing about these Victorians. Alvis. What's wrong with them? Stupid lot. Could never work in Victoria. Anyway, it's interesting to see that Cliff Richard are a phenomena. Channel 10. It got very boring after a while. It was all about... It really got very boring. And I couldn't... How on earth I could extend it to 2 hours, I don't know. It got so boring. I mean, he's not that good, is he, Cliff Richard? I mean, he's just... Yeah, he sings in tune-ish, but I mean, it's nothing... You know... Whip fair, and they kept denying he was copying Elvis. And all that. Anyway, it's 23 past five. Tony's standing up today. Your eyes playing up again, Tony? You seem to go into operation for another operation on your eyes, aren't you? It's better now, is it? Hello. Oh, it's just dietary, was it? It's 23 and a half past five. The forecast... warnings, flood warnings for the Kalgoa, Bokara, Biri, Narran, McIntyre, Barwon and Darling Rivers. New South Wales
is left.
Imagine, it was Governor Darling, wasn't it? Was it Governor? Imagine Darling if one of his mates said, "Hello, Darling," he said, "Mr. Darling, sweetie." New South Wales is local showers chiefly in the afternoon and evening in eastern parts and also over the northwest border regions. The chance of a late thunderstorm, mainly in the northeast. Fog areas at first, ranges to the coast. Mild to warm and humid day with mainly light winds inland and moderate northeast winds on the seaboard. Fresh at times in the afternoon. Seas choppy in the afternoon, a mainly low swell. Bega, Kempsey, 28 degrees today. Cooma, Bathurst and Orange, 23. Nowra and Wollongong, Gosford and Newcastle, 25. And Katoomba, 20. Metropolitan forecast at 24 and a half past five. It's 18 degrees at the moment, no wind. There'll be some early mist or fog today. A mild to warm and humid day with lengthy sunny periods. Light to moderate northeast winds, seas slight, a low swell. 25 degrees for Sydney and Liverpool. In brief, early fog, lengthy sunny periods. How nice. We had a bit of sun yesterday. Wasn't it lovely yesterday? I had a little sleep. I woke up like you, Tony. Immediately tried to leave the room by going to the wardrobe. And went outside and thought, oh, my little eyes weren't used to the brightness. And they said, close, close. You fools! The sun rises at 7:02 and sets at 7:01. Now try and work that out. It's 25 and a dingy, windy bit past five. And here's OTTAWAN. Thank you. Ottawan, O-T-T-A-W-A-N. It's an instrumental here, which is fairly evident. And hands up, give me your heart. Darling. 5:28. Tibial. I must admit, if you want to appreciate ABC television news, watch the commercial news for a while. You turn to the ABC, for a start, you get long reports about overseas things, and you get all this news in half an hour. The commercials would work out about... There are, how many commercials an hour? Is it plus promotions about what? Is it 14 minutes or more than that? Or is it 18 minutes? No, I think it'd be about 14 minutes. So therefore, in half an hour, that's 7 minutes, isn't it? 7 minutes, lest the open and close is for Easter light or what have you. So, yeah, well, delete the weather. There's not news in that respect. So 7, 9, 10, 11. You see, you're probably getting about, with less sport, I mean, it's a waste of space, you end up with about 12 minutes worth of news. I just begin to find that I really want to know what's going on. I mean, I'm not saying because the ABC treats things at length that you learn more. There's a thing called comprehension. As you know, I'm not what you call the greatest in that department. But it's nice not to have to keep going to silly commercials. So I'll be watching commercials for a while just to discipline myself. Lost the whips, but I enjoy it. It's 5:29. There'll be some news with Geoffrey Howard in a matter of seconds. And then the program sort of continues. It grinds to a start. This is TBL, etc. It's 5:30.
Good morning. This is ABC News. I'm Geoff Howard.
Maxine Sullivan at 67 degrees. No years, that's not bad. I mean, Tony, what are you? Early 40s and you can't sing like that. I'm a bit young for it, obviously. He's cutting out girl guides again, look at that. His record last week, he pulled them out like an accordion, was 18 girl guides. Well, the head fell off one of them, but it's sufficient to say it was 18 girl guides out of the newspaper. At one scout. Now, I don't know how you did that. I think perhaps we've come across something miraculous here. So he's very good with them scissors, except he's hopeless when the scissors are blunt. He sits there, his little bottom lip falls right down on the table. I say, what's wrong? He says, scissors are blunt. I say, why don't you go and sharpen them? Ooh. Hopeless. Absolutely. 6:34. 2 PM, isn't it? Not a great deal happening. Didn't do much yesterday. I fiddled. I did get on the train though, went for a nice train trip, but someone in the crowd of Pico, someone standing next to me who obviously likes garlic, and but does not like wash. Condemnation of Pico. Probably one of the worst inventions of mankind is, let's be honest, beer. And on a scale of 1 to 10, if I dare use it in terms of Beau. He was hovering around the 11 department. Oh, tell you what, it's one way of getting a seat on your own, though. There's no doubt about it, but, oh. Good grief. Anyway, it was a pleasant little trip. Is it my imagination, but are those old trains going a bit slower than usual at the moment? Some restriction, isn't it? Just my imagination. Haven't been on O1 for a while. It's 5:23. Anyway, in Sydney, some early fog and lengthy sunny periods, which is pleasant like yesterday, and it's Friday. And 25 will be the maximum. And 18 at the moment. That's all I can say. Nothing else is happening. Haven't read the papers yet. I'm watching with interest an inquiry going on at the moment. I'm most interested at the moment. It's about all I'm going to say. It's 23:06. I just think it's amazing. The number of coincidences, just amazing. 23:06. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I wish on a night like this, only crying. Well, the moonlight kinda threw me, only crying. And the red wine's getting to me, only crying. It's my broke heart that is healing. Can a man show his feelings? Am I meant to be a clown in pantomime? Just a raindrop in the ocean, just a simple sad emotion, only crying.
'86, Only Crying. Keith Marshall has now got yet another hit. He's had the one that was never played here called I Think I'm in Trouble. Then Only Crying, he's got another hitty out, but he's a bit sort of strange. It's 18:30 to 6. We're just discussing vehicles here. Excuse me. I don't know whether I mentioned or not, I drove a 5-speed manual Japanese car, 4-cylinder, 1325cc, I think it is. I drove it the other day at normal highway speeds, and from the city out to Tamworth Way, I got for $9.20 worth of petrol. I don't know what it was in litres. $9.20 worth, I got 570 kilometres. Now that's not bad, is it? That works out about 500 miles per gallon. That's not bad. So there you are. If you're a person who's got a great big V8. Because the trouble is, you see these loonies who have V8s, is they drive them as though they've got an IQ of 4. They scream around the place and say, here, get 20 miles per gallon. But they don't. They probably get 3. I always find it amusing when you see a middle-aged managing director with what he would say was his son's car, of course, and we all know, spat's been lowered, fat wheels. It's my son's car, and we know very well it's not his son's car. He hasn't quite grown up. Roaring around the place. Anyway, there is some economy in the smaller car. Admittedly, it'll wind itself up to the usual speed limit. But it's
the way to go.
This one wants to spend a lot of money, but a V8. Even a 6, some of these huge 6s, what's the point? However, far be it from me to suggest that you change from your V8 to something intelligent. And I hope they put legislation out soon of banning caravans on the road. That'll be the next step. Step forward, wouldn't it? Truckies are terrific. Truckies on the open road are excellent. They're most cooperative people. But caravan towers, they don't mind holding up 15 cars. That's why I'd like a Big Mac. I don't mean the quarter pounder. I mean the five tonner, and just run it. Oh, sorry, did I run over your caravan? Oh, what a shame. Sorry, darling. Sorry. That's the way it goes. See ya. 16.5 to 6. Sticks and stones.
People talking, trying to break us up. Know that I love you so. Say anything just to make me feel bad. Anything to make me shame. I've been abused. Abused and I've been scorned.
So hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Why, I'm an old woman, don't you treat me so mean? Meanest little thing that I ever seen. Just if you say so, to pack my things and go.
That's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
People and trying to break up, I love you so. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Don't bother me. I've been abused.
I've been abused.
In my heart.
Oh, in my heart.
I've been abused.
I've been abused. I've been abused and I've been scarred.
So hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
This way, 'cause I'll be back on my feet one day.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess I hear you saying so. I have to pack my things and go.
That's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Von Elliman and Hit the Road, Jack Hammer. Sticks and Stones. Bega today and Kempsey 28, Cooma, Bathurst Orange 23, Nowra, Wollongong, Gosford, Newcastle 25, and Katoomba 20. And in Sydney, Liverpool be 25, early fog, lengthy sunny periods 12.5 to 6. From 2BL. Got a letter here from Clive Robertson, 2GB Broadcasting Station, 364 Sussex Street, Sydney. I don't know whether to feel elated or not about that. What's the charge for an ordinary letter? Still 24? Yeah, this has got 35 cents on it too. But 2GB broadcast. I mean, how does someone do that? You know, the people like that fill out the rating things, don't they? And they put down the wrong Anyway, they did forward it on, which is very kind of the lady at GB. I mean, I've been there, but I mean, I haven't done that. It is amusing. It's 6:11. I'm not sure what's happening in the lunchtime show today. Who's doing it? Who's Logan? As he rings up from the country to say he can't make it. Logan. As the vet will be appearing after Logan. It's brought to us by the Rural Department for some strange reason. And Peter Roach will be in our studios to answer listeners' questions about their pets. Now, if you can, as I've mentioned, he really would like to be an accountant. If you've got any problems about balancing the books or what have you, he'd just throw it in. Say, by the way, I can't afford to buy the pet food because I have trouble with it. He'll happily, look, he'd spend the whole program discussing accountancy. He really does not like animals. He wanted to be an accountant, but his mother said, look, dear, it's pets are nice. He said, yes, Mum. Anyway, he'll be here at 12 o'clock to answer your questions on accountancy. After that, is Andy Ross. With her T-shirt, she's now wearing even... She's found that she can even buy smaller. She goes to the children's section of major stores and buys even smaller T-shirts.
It's deliberate, I believe, Andy. Andy's guest is American guitarist Leo Kottke, who's in the middle of his Australian tour with Leon Redbone.
It sounds almost indecent, doesn't it? And Glenys Rowe, exhibitions officer with the Australian Film Institute. Excellent radio stuff. It says here, a few more details on page 2 if required. Do we require it?
Yes.
Tick. Glenys Rowe from this Australian Film Institute will be talking about her recent visit to the Berlin Film Festival and the Australian Film Institute's new programme of films to be shown in Sydney during April and May. Oh. And after that, we have what? The person who writes the time on the clock. That's it. And Eric Child, later tonight. So there you are. That's it. That's the way it goes. That's the way it's shaping up, as they say. It's 6:09, because I won't be listening, because I'll be doing things. Last day of the rocket, I think, in Hyde Park. Is it running today, or is it being dismantled today? No one tells me, of course, typically. Well, let's presume it's running. I'm going to take some snaps of it today. If you haven't seen the rocket, you need a rocket, don't you? It's brilliant. Have you seen it, Hobie, have you? The rocket?
That's why I had a ride on it, sir.
Had a ride on it? How did he have a ride on it?
He went down to the park.
But how do you have a ride on it, though?
Well, you do ride
it. You don't ride, you look at it. No, you don't. It just goes up and down.
How do you know?
No.
He's telling you he's going
to
ride on it.
Oh, I suppose he's got to know someone. It's 9:06.
What you wanna, baby, how can I wait much longer? Make it hard to believe it happened to me. Morning comes too late tomorrow. All you lose is the dream you borrow. All you got is a soul that's born to be free. Bye.
I still love you. Well, that's certainly helped me through a difficult stage. The Bee Gees. And their album is called Living Eyes. Well, one would hope so. It's a minimal requirement from your organs that they're alive. Yeah. Won't go into that. 4:30 to 6. To be ill. The little Mickeys arrived again, the ones with dandruff on them. I have one in a moment, I think. He's Mary Wilson. Mary Wilson had a song called The Telephone Man, which was subtle, from the same album. Here's Rub-A-Dub-Dub. Two telephone salesmen in a tub, and Mary.
Sweetheart, I'm fixing to take a bath. You want to save some water? Have some good, clean fun? Come on, hop on in here. Is that temperature all right? Good. You know, it may sound strange, and it may sound dopey, but it sure feels good when we both get sappy, splashing and splashing.
Sidland, the other day, at Orange. And Terry Baby, who does the reference to Geez It, does it well, said, I often hear you coming through on 2CR Orange. I said, do you often hear me coming through on 2CR Orange? He said, yes. And the bloke is very unprofessional. He'll click you off halfway through and start his own program, halfway through a sentence. I said, that's interesting. So I thought I'd mention it to Captain Quigg and his Marvel, since they're looking for things to do, let's face it, been a bit of a desert for them recently, hasn't it, since the conference at Port Macquarie. I thought, why not encourage them to this difficult stage? It's 6:30. I'll get an email. What colour email I'll get for that, do you think? A blue one? I like the yellow ones. I haven't had a yellow one for ages. Is green the heaviest one, is it? I've never had a green one. Once, go away, it said. Signed, a friend. That's right. Don't forget the 24 Hours Program FM Guide, available now for next month. And I think FM is going to Orange very soon. It should be starting any old time. The ABC FM service, which is grand for Orange, the Big Apple. Time is...
This is the national news from the ABC, read by Jeff Howard. The next news on 2BL and 2NC at 6:45, on 2FC and 2NA at 6:15. And now the time is 6:10.
take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme. Us too. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, some way, you are
gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving. Another love like mine. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me.
I think he's a shy, retiring type. He's certainly in awe of himself. You'll never find another love like mine. I know. I wonder what gesture she made when he sang that song. No, not that one. Probably not. Written by Gamble and Huff. It sounds like a... Have you quite finished, you revolting little supervising person? You right, eh? It's been difficult, hasn't it? Do you realise, Hobie, that tomorrow, 10 years ago, little Robertson appeared from Perth, walking down William Street, found the right building. That wasn't bad, was it? That was the first test I passed. Popped in. I think I saw the commissioner first. And I knew. And you were there playing. I said, I'm from Western Australia. He said, oh, really? And I thought, oh. Remember that? That was the 27th, which is Sunday, 10 years ago. My, you've changed. You look like Errol Flynn in those days. Now you're sort of a bit Frank Thringy. Darling, yes. Not physically. It's 15 and a half past six. Yes, this is an interesting little bit in the Herald. Court cases are funny. Jeremiah Anderson, 45, has been on trial in Snaresbrook, Crown Court, England, on a charge of assaulting another motorist during an argument at a set of traffic lights. This is Mr. Anderson on trial. Yesterday, the jury returned and the foreman announced that they'd found Mr. Anderson not guilty. The court was emptying when suddenly the foreman rushed up to the clerk and said he'd made a mistake. The jury had actually found Mr. Anderson guilty. The judge called Mr. Anderson back into court and convicted him. That was a sort of miniature climax for him, wasn't it? I'm off, I'm on, and I'm in. Yes, I will. Why send the courts up? They send themselves up, don't they? It's 6:16, and now a dedication to our sporting department, soon to amalgamate with the religious department. There'll be blessing matches. I'm quoting texts from referees. I can see it all now. Anyway, soon under the the Dorothy report, going to amalgamate the religious department. But we'll have to tell the public, they won't know the difference.
Good evening.
And a half past six. We're discussing pay here again. DTUC. We have this little pay slip, and it never on the has abbreviations on the front. They're never on the back. There's 5,000 on the back. Is DTUC on the back?
No.
DTUC is none. So the pay office, would you mind putting them all on there?
You've got DTUC, so
I've got DTUE. DTUC. I don't know what determination is it. Pin. I don't see who's got pin. Pin. Rent. Pin. I can't see pin either. No, there's... Crun is here. You haven't got pin. It's got crust. Oh! Ah, dear. But no pin. What's ABCT? ABC... Oh, it's got that. They'll delete that, won't they? Next time I'll get a pale little white thing just through the... It's all a game. It's all a game. That was the Thunder and Lightning Polka. We like to put a 500-watt amplifier in the loo, and there's a certain semi-deaf person, when he goes in there after a difficult night, we wait till he's in there, till the tweeds are in the lowered region, and then play it very loudly. He likes to think it helps himself, and we like to think it amuses us. It's the cleaning up later we don't like. 6:21, 25 degrees for Sydney today, and 18 degrees and no wind. Seems to sum that up.
I can still recall when we said that our love was forever. All those plans we made for tomorrow, it looked so
If you ever get a change of heart, Eric, come and get it. 24 and a half past six, and this is 2BR. Good morning. Not really with it this morning. I now feel like a lot of my colleagues. Ah, well, that's the way it goes. Yes, I'm looking through the FM guide yesterday. Do listen to a lot of FM classics. You know, driving along in the taxi, it's got a nice little, very good hi-fi. Actually, it's excellent. If you want one of the best hi-fis, not necessarily the greatest expense, let me know and I'll tell you. Driving along, listening to Rick Weston yesterday. Funny, one of the FM guys just said Rick Weston is witty. A witty man. I thought I should write to them and say, are there two Rick Westons? Put the witty one on. Anyway, he was just about to announce a waltz. I thought, yes, a waltz. And now a waltz. Not the one you'd expect, but another one. I thought, oh. And, but very good quality stuff, even though it's come 4 million miles. But I am an advocate of FM. Even the amateur band. 26 past six. From Tibia. Today's Friday. Now, I'm going off for a week. There's a lot of lines you could use. I'll leave a space. I'm going off for a week. Thank you. I'm not sure who's doing the program. Sufficient to say they've renewed the numbers on the clock on the outside, so whoever's going to do it will be able to read the time. So I get the suspicion who it might be. And Tony likes to think he's the one who's going on holidays because I won't be here. So he'll come in about 10 past and say,
Robbo never wants it. I don't make coffee.
Then they're going to say about Thursday next week, what do you do, Tony?
The fans ring.
You little energy crisis, you. I expect at least five different sets of girl guides cut out of the Herald, Tony. You're very good at doing policemen. You're very good at doing the Jeff Little smiling policeman. Why not you? Very good. Anyway, so I'm having a week off. And hopefully I'll get another job and never return. Do you hear? They think I'm joking. There he goes again. In more ways than one. 6:27. Captain and Tennille. This is dedicated to Mr. Twiss and all who sailed in him.
It drew a circle that shot me out. He was afraid of what love was all about. Whenever I saw him, be there inside it, locking his heart in a place to hide it.
We do a circle, a beautiful circle, a wonderful circle that shows.
The captain and Tennille, and circles, circles, circles everywhere, not a drop to drink. It's 6:30, early fog. Like the fog. Lengthy sunny periods, and 25 degrees for Sydney. Which is rather strange, because I've known quite a few stockmen in my time, so to speak, and they've never mentioned the story. I said, "Mayor from Stoke?" Nah, not really that stuff. Slim Dusty. Of course, goodness, Slim. Is that Australian composition, is it? So that might be interesting. Yeah. I don't know all these things. I have to pay APRA for that whistling, do I? Here is a person called Johnny Ray. It's about alcohol and wagons and all that sort of stuff. Good morning to Sid. It's 21 minutes to 7. Scotch and soda. And do I feel high?
Scotch and soda. People won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging, that I can feel the way that I do. Still be on the wagon. Well, now all that I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes on me. Oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly. Oh, give me lovin', baby, I feel high. Yeah.
Johnny Ray, from about 19, and Scotch and Soda, and I feel high. Good news for midgets. It's 18 to 7.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want?
Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Ooh, the Big Bopper. Chantilly lace and a pretty face. He's got a slightly wicked laugh, hasn't he? Still, he's under her thumb. That was the traditional thing, wasn't it? It does still happen, by the way. The last place you want is a power struggle is at home. Especially with the power situation as it is. However, who wears the pants in your place? Oh, really? Interesting. I wear the pants in my place because I live alone. I'm a smarty pants. I wear the smarty pants. Early fog in Sydney today, lengthy sunny periods and 25 degrees the maximum. A nice sort of day, but summer has gone. Wasn't it nice yesterday afternoon? And so is the weather, 6:45.
This is the national news from the ABC, read by Jeff Howard. The headline. A new session of the Tasmanian Parliament opens this afternoon.
Okay, that's it for the day, I'd say. Stand on by.